or it's a major to the police, or the fire department. So.
All right, does somebody want to make a motion on the vendor list approval?
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Little Valley Day vendors that we've discussed tonight.
Those are.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes, no nays. All right, Ron.
So quick question, if you receive additional requests from vendors?
Deadline's then.
Okay, that's what I'm making sure.
Cut off with last week.
Yeah, and we're not meeting again to.
No, last week was.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
We have to cut off the last week, just so that way we have the final list for today. Yeah.
Okay. Rob, Community Wildfire Protection Plan.
Okay. So I've been working on this for about a year. We'll talk about it just a little bit. The mayor asked me to give us a little presentation to get you all fired up about this thing, because it's really important.
Fire? Was that a pun?
Yeah.
I was fired up.
That's okay. So, because we live in a community that's near places that can burn, we need a community wildfire protection plan. So I'll explain what that really is. It's all about mitigation and assessment. So. It identifies areas highly susceptible to wildfire and outlines specific steps to clear hazardous fuels, map evacuation routes, and build fire breaks. State and federal funding. Communities that create a CWPP are prioritized by federal and state grants used to fund hazardous fuel reduction projects. So there is some, a little bit of grant money with this, and that goes through our fire department. So I talked with Will about helping me with this. Now, he hasn't done much with it up until now, so he has assigned a person to work with me to work on getting maybe a grant of $10,000 to help put some equipment out there for wildland fire. I'm not sure he needs it. I haven't really talked to him about that, but that's a possibility. So along with that is what's called a cooperative wildfire system. So municipalities and counties are required to fill out a cooperative wildfire system plan as well as this plan. This is all kind of complicated. It's federal government and the state. So this plan they sent back to me probably 5 times. And I had to revise it every time over the course of the year. So there are some templates in here that I wrote most of this. So you can keep going. Sharia. Okay, here's our location map. Just keep on going. This is where we are on the planet. This is our town, our city limits. Right here. This is our zoning map. And all of these had to be in the plan itself. So I sent all of you this plan not long ago. I'm sure you read through it and probably memorized half of it.
I did not memorize it.
Okay. And that's okay. I forgive you for that. But in it, it talks about what the community attributes, our contribution will be and what we'll be doing going forward. This plan will last about 6 years. But every year we'll have to do the CWS, which is the Community Wildfire System Plan. And I'll show you what that is later. Keep going, Sharita. So those are descriptions of the plan of what Manaway is. Manaway, there's several private structures, and to talk about these things and give a, you know, what kind of liability we actually have in Manaway. Keep going. And here's our demographics. So approximately 457 homes at the time I put this down, 1490 our population. And there's some community legal structures, so we'll have the town government, Box Elder County, all those things have to be on there in case somebody actually wants to call, which I doubt we're going to do much of that. So there's a protection report, fire protection report, included but not limited to identification of potential fire hazards. So we had to come up with that report. Keep going, Sharita. Risk management, community values at risk. So this talks about values. Keep going. Estimated risk, $493 million. This is based on county numbers. This is approximately that much. That was for last year. Insurance rating is 5. Now that's pretty much, so I've heard recently that there has been some people who have lost their insurance coverage by some of these fly-by-night insurance companies that won't insure because it's too high of a fire risk. That fire risk right there is no different than everywhere else in the county. We're not in that big of a fire risk, at least in Manaway proper. Everything on the outside of this is pretty high fire risk. We're not that much. We're pretty much a moderate, which is right in the middle. So this graph, this will go, this number goes from 0 to 10. We're not a 10, obviously, but we're somewhere in the middle, which is moderate. So, Sharita, you can keep rolling again. Okay, this explains our fire, our wildfire risk, what we have in town. That is the risk. And the basis spread. Keep going. Okay, so this shows exactly what our risk really is. So it's a little bit higher on the east side over here where the red is. It's yellow is moderate, orange is a little bit higher, but as you can see, the outskirts of Manaway is pretty high risk, especially up near certain parts of it. Okay, so that explains what that is. Red's very high, orange high, yellow moderate. So mostly we're moderate. Keep going. Partnerships and collaborations. This puts down all the partnerships and collaborations that we have with fire departments and all of that sort of thing. Keep going. Past accomplishments, these are the things we had to strum up. That's what we didn't have done with, through lots of memories of people that may or may not have happened, or we're just hoping that it all did. Okay. So roll through it one little bit more. That took a long time to do all that research. Sorry, Sharita. I'm going to go over.
I just got to stop.
Not long, though, okay? So, I'll show you, it's really important that you see a couple of pages here. So keep going. These are the prevention things that we have decided that we will do. Keep going. This is our preparedness. This is what we have available right now. Mitigation, this is what we plan on doing. This is our plan in the year that we will accomplish those plans. So what I'm asking for you guys is to be very familiar with this, because we're going to have to carry it on. It's going to have to keep going, and it's going to have to not stop. And if it does stop, then what happens is that federal government, if we have a fire inside of Manaway that spreads to the feds, they won't pay for it. We'll pay for it, and we'll bankrupt the town. So we have to do this mitigation. The hotter it gets, the closer it gets to maximum heat, the more I get nervous about getting this thing in. So there's a lot more to it. So keep going.
So the mitigation part of this, is there grant money available?
No.
Because I'm just sitting here thinking, who's going to do all
this? I'll explain that a little bit to you in a minute, okay? So keep going. I think that's, you guys can read the rest of this on your own, but, and I think there ought to be a copy of it made available here at the town hall. So I'll get you one. Keep going. If somebody wants to read through it, they certainly can. These are the people that were involved at the time. Town council. Keep going. These are just numbers of people that were our stakeholders in all of this. This is our utilities. Keep going. Run through it. So in the appendix, we're doing this. So I copied our nuisance ordinance. So we have a nuisance ordinance in here that we had to have some kind of legal backing to say that we can do some of these things. So nuisance ordinance was part of that. There was pieces of other ordinances that were, so keep going. So really that's all it is just a copy of the nuisance ordinance. So go to the next one I sent you. This one's important.
This one?
There's three of them there.
And then there's okay, this one right here.
This is what we committed to last year. So go back one.
Oh, this one right here?
Right there.
Okay.
Those are the things we committed to last year. And we have to be, we're held accountable for that. So somehow I've got to find ways to get people to tell me what actually got done with those very commitments, okay? And we have to turn that in. We get so much money, it's based on dollars, so we get so many dollars. This is what we're supposed to have. So when anybody uses a piece of equipment or does any volunteer work in town, so we need to somehow, and I'm hoping that the fire department can help me with this and figure this out, but we need to make sure that everybody knows that if they do anything to mitigate any kind of fire around their property, that they have to write that down, the date, the time, how much they spent, what equipment they used. That way we can accumulate these hours that we need as volunteer service to be able to comply with the mitigation part of it. Because we have to continue to do this. This is an ongoing, every year kind of thing. And we have to submit one of these every year. And so that's what was submitted last year. And keep going. This is just a form that I had to put in here.
So the participation commitment has to be submitted every year?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Say that again.
The participation commitment, that has to be submitted every year, but the plan has to be done every 6 years.
The plan is like a 5 or 6 year plan.
Okay.
And they put that out. And that has to go back to the state and feds. Mm-hmm. And then they put that on file.
Right.
That's why I need those signatures. And I know you said you went, but it didn't work.
I thought you were going to get them all here tonight.
No, I need them electronically, so I'm sending it electronically.
I sent it to do
it. I did. It didn't work. So it's done. Okay.
I'm going to keep working on it.
So this will be the new one that we do. We'll do a new one for this year. What will be all of our commitments. So I'll get with the fire department, and if any of you have any input about any of this, you're certainly welcome to bring it up. And we'll put it in this participation for 2026. And then we'll have to make sure that we do these things. At least attempt it, okay? All right.
Well, I appreciate you doing all of this because I just attended a meeting with Bragg and the state doing a pre-disaster mitigation plan. And it's a very long story, but it's a very short timeline that I have in the next month and a half to get this all in. The first thing that is due for me is a capabilities assessment that has to be in by next Tuesday. So your plan has helped me tremendously because it has a lot of the same information that they're wanting.
Yeah.
Kind of the same idea that it's if we don't do it, then when things do happen here and we don't have this in place, we're not able to ask for funding to come in and help for any of the relief.
That's exactly right. So we cannot ask for funds.
We can't ask for funding. That's so I appreciate the year's worth of work you've done because it's going to make this other plan that needs to happen.
So the mitigation plan was done last year by Ken Jones. Did you find that?
I have not found it. I've asked Brad to send me whatever has been submitted because there was one. It's every 5 years for this one as well. So 2015 and then 2020. Last year there were some issues with Brad. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
And so it's everybody in the county is now every town, county, they're all having to do this pre-mitigation plan and get everything in because of the county basically stopped relief from the state going, hey, this wasn't our fault. And so they're working that out now. But now we're on this really tight time frame of getting this pre-mitigation plan in within the next month and a half. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Because it's going to help a lot.
Well, if you can find that pre-mitigation that we did the last year, I'll bet it's identical. We're so close to it.
I've asked Brad to send me.
And if you don't, just talk to Ken Jones. Ken's probably got a copy of it.
Okay.
I might even have a copy of it.
Okay, perfect. So thank you.
That'll help you a lot.
Yes, it will.
Well, thank you for picking it up because you didn't need to do that. You just did it.
Yeah, it needed to be done.
Yeah.
So.
It did, so thank you.
So I'm going to turn my hat around a minute and talk about as if I were Pam.
Okay. Go Pam.
Gotcha.
No, I know I'm not really a sports fan, but anyway. So as far as this fence goes for the park, I don't think we can put it in the middle of the property. Why do we want to split a property line? The fence either has to be on one side of the property line or the other side of the property line. Somebody has to own it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to come to Planning Commission. We can talk about that. We're going to need a little bit of a site plan for that. And since you're not doing the parking spaces, that could have been done with a variance. But we'd have had to show some hardship. So, if that's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so are there any questions as far as planning and zoning goes or as far as any of this?
So you need signatures on this before the end of the month or when do you need
those
signatures?
I only need so many signatures. No, not all of you have to sign.
Okay.
I just need signatures of people who will participate in the process. So Cheryl got down for it. And
the first one
I understand that,
for the
and we
one.
Can put Matt on if Matt would like to because he's from the fire department, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you could do that if you want. It doesn't have to happen. The mayor's going to sign an ordinance that we'll have to do to adopt the 2024 state code that talks about wildland fire and mitigation in homes. They've now blended this fire code, this wildland fire code, with the building, international building code.
Do we have the ordinance written?
And so we're going to have to, no, I don't have it ready, but I'll get it ready. We'll get something done with that. But you'll have to adopt that.
And then we have to sign an agreement for our July meeting.
It'll be out ready for your July meeting. Other than that, the mayor will have to also sign an agreement that we're going to work on this, that we're going to do this year. So I'll show you the agreement eventually. But I'm not going to take up time now talking about that. I could go for an hour on this, but I'm not going to.
Thank you. You can tell we're all glassed over.
When does the agreement have to be signed by?
Pardon me?
When does the agreement have to be signed by?
By the mayor.
When?
When?
Mm-hmm.
ASAP.
Okay.
So I'll get it ready and then we'll make the assignment. It really doesn't, that agreement doesn't really have anything to do. I sent it to you as well. So you guys can all take a look at it. It doesn't really need council approval. It's just an agreement that Manaway will comply. That's all it is. So it's not that important. And we don't really have a choice to comply. Well, you could. You could ignore it all and burn everything down and then pay for it. They will actually come to Manaway, inside of Manaway, if we start a wildfire and help us do it, and help us do it, and they'll pay for it. So that's really a good deal.
There's lots of those items on there that we've done and received a document.
What's that?
There's lots of those mitigation actions that we do every year. We just need to talk.
That's the whole thing. See, and I put that on a plan. I talked about farmers doing their the edges and their ditch banks and all that. That's all getting done all the time.
Yeah.
It just needs to be, we need to understand how much time that takes and what equipment it takes. And then we get dollar amounts for the hours that we spend doing this.
Anything
that causes that we now have a road that goes down to that can be a fire break. Sure. And there's lots of things like that. So we just need to compile all that. So I'm asking everybody, all the citizenry and everyone, to keep an eye on what you're doing in your yards and what your neighbors are doing to try to
motivate their lots.
Yeah.
Is my vacant lot counted for?
You'll be asked to mow. You should mow your vacant lots.
No, but I had to hire somebody to come and gut the whole thing.
Okay.
That was.
Yeah, and so you can give me a date and a time and what equipment was used and was volunteer or whatever it was.
Okay.
And we'll use it. For this, I think we've done an awful lot that we can use.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could put all the hours for the irrigation ditches too.
Yeah, there's a lot that we can use. And we're just all going to have to get together and decide that that's what we're going to try to do, is keep fire away from our town. That's really all it is. Okay, anything else? Any questions?
I have to
work, bro.
Thanks. What's that?
I saw you in the gut of the neighbor's yard, too.
Robert, I sent that. Let me know if it did go through.
Okay, you're awesome. All of you all know you're awesome. You're working hard to learn all of this, and I know it's new. And
Boy, are we messing up right and left, though. But we're okay.
You're doing good, so hang in. Okay,
thanks, Rob.
Oh, as far as zoning goes, there's about six or eight building permits right now. So three of them are homes, four of them are homes, this is sheds.
Where are the homes at?
Everybody wants sheds.
Where's the homes at?
One's down on 300 East, where those four lots are, the Whitworth property, Whitworth subdivision. The rest of them are over in what I affectionately call Billy Mill.
Stevieville. There we go. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, Scott, how to
rate? Yeah, so just a review of the proposal. Again, welcoming any feedback or thoughts, obviously, as we go through this. So I just put together just some basic why we need water rate increase, and these are just some rough thoughts. You know, we haven't been keeping up with inflation, as Ron indicated, since 2014, you know. And so we have, I had no increase since 2021, but Ron gave better information of 2014. poor expense management could lead to unwanted annexation, right? If we don't manage our budget, manage the funds that we need to maintain our systems, it could lead to that eventually. So that's an inflation issue. Depreciation account fund. State requires us to fund a depreciation account. That account, that money needs to be in a physical account or at least designated as funds. So that if we do have a major issue and we do need some financing to help with some major issue, the interest rate is much lower when you show good faith in putting money away and making sure you're taking care of our responsibilities. So that's a Utah requirement. Required for major expense loans, again, low rate interest rate is something we'd want to target if we had to go into that option. Increasing costs to maintain water systems and water infrastructure. cleaning tanks, pump repairs, pipes, valves, hydrants, monitoring systems, all that comes at a cost. And each year it gets more and more expensive just with inflation. And if we don't keep up with that, we just won't have the funds to take care of that. So a brief breakdown of the proposal. Manaway's structure currently is a base rate from a low limit gallons, from 0 gallons to 9,999 gallons, you pay a base rate of $31. Tier one is from 10, if you use 10,000 gallons up to 49,999, you would be charged $1.25 per 1,000 gallons of water used, okay? And you can see the breakdown of the tiers 2, 3, and 4. So basically the lowest limit of that tier is 50,000 in tier 2, and it goes up to the 89,999, okay? So the proposal is to increase the base rate by $4, okay? So that'd go to $35 for the base rate. So anyone in town that would be using 0 to 9,999 would pay $35, okay? If you go and exceed that 10,000 to 40 or to 50,000, the increase would be 25 cents from 125 to $1.50. Tier 2 raising it 50 cents, tier 3 and tier 4 raising it 75 cents. So over on the far right column, I just put in the annual average number of customers per this rate tier. So 69% of the citizens fall into the base rate. 15% of the customers fall into the tier 1, 9% into tier 2, 4% tier 3, and 3% into tier 4. So.
So, Scott, just to be clear, and I know this, but they may not understand this, but in that this increased amount of $4, that's an increase of $4 a year.
No, that's your monthly rate. Mm-hmm. So right now we pay $31 a month for the base rate. So it would go up to $35 per month for your base rate.
Okay.
That's the proposal.
So quick question on the calculation here, Scott actually asked this earlier. Is that, so to get those percentages of people that went over, was that just their annual usage divided by the 12? Did you take their total, or is that by a month? I mean, because during the winter months, we don't use very much.
Yeah, so the reason the percentage is a little high on the base rate is because you're right, Matt. We have from, let's say, I think it's October, November, December, January, February, and March, we are at the base rate. Everyone is. So that brings your average for your consumption for the year is higher for the customers on that base rate, right? So in the months of May, June, July, August, and September, the 5 months, that's when people are going to fall out of the base rate and get into the upper tiers based upon the volume of water they use, right?
So do we know by chance how in those five, the high use 5 months, what percentage of the residents got above in the tier?
Yeah, so I have information that tells me what percentage of residents stay in the base and what percentage move into the different tiers. Each month is different based upon the volume that those individuals use. As an example, most of the average base rate falls into the 20% to 30%. There is a few months that falls a little bit below 20%, if I recall correctly. So you're right. The citizens and community will fall into the tiers in those heavier months. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
And you went over these numbers with
the Utah Water Planning.
Her name is
Janelle.
Mm-hmm. The one that came here.
And I went over this with Janelle multiple times. And
she had her own little Excel spreadsheet.
And she has a tool that helps make some proposals on what the rate should be. She was very, very encouraging and highly proposed that Manaway needs to seriously consider raising.
Well, she was the one that said we're paying
85 on average per month, and needed us to go to 135. So this is significantly less.
Yeah. So there, for example, those that fall into the tier one and maybe a little bit into tier two, your bill would probably increase anywhere from $20 to $30 a month in the high use months, the high volume months. Okay, so you're going to be there. Now there are some customers that use, there are some customers unfortunately that use 900,000 gallons of water. Incredibly ridiculous in my mind in a month, and so they will be bearing the burden of the utilization of our pumps, our tanks, and the infrastructure that demands that volume of water. So that's why the higher tiers is a lower percentage, but those that are using that water will pay a higher portion for that water consumption.
But those would be the ones that probably wouldn't care anyway.
Those would be the ones like the church building, mm-hmm. Okay? Those that have high volume of grass that they want to water, and they have the money to do that, they'll be paying to water that grass.
In a conservation month like, or year like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they propose that we have a drought season rate as well. I didn't broach that this year. Just want to see what the drought conditions are for the lack of snowfall from this last year. But it's very possible, not likely, but possible that we could have a drought plan that needs to be considered for the coming years. But at this point, I've held off on moving into that drought rate. It gets extremely expensive and high as you go into those drought rates. Go ahead.
How do you apply that? You got $35 a month. If I go 50,000. Let's say, I just wondering how the
calculation comes together.
How the rate's going to go. So if I go to 10,000, I charge an additional 150. If I go 11,000.
So it's $1.50 for every 1,000 gallons over into the tier. So if you, let's say you went 12,000 gallons. You'd pay $35 base rate and $3 for the 2,000 gallons over.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Good question. Thank you for asking. Anyone else? So just tonight is to give you an idea of what we're considering. We're not voting on this tonight. Obviously, it will be voted on in the next month. Okay.
So we'll have a public hearing for that.
We'll have a public hearing for that, and we'll take any feedback as we go into that vote. Okay. There's no questions. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Got mail.
Huh?
Can you bring up the mail?
Yeah.
State parks.
Huh.
I'm out of energy. I don't know what I can handle. State parks. So, I went to lunch with the state parks and Mayor Bott last week. Been asking for a map for quite some time. Finally got it given to me. And what is going to be shown is what was given to me as of last week. So as I was going through that, there were a lot of questions that I had. And I asked Mayor Bott if he could be here or a representative here tonight to go through that map. They are also doing budgets and said he couldn't come or send anybody because they were doing meetings themselves this evening. So we can show the map. What I really want to try to accomplish tonight, and it's, you know, just a discussion, but it gives us an opportunity to understand how we want to go about approaching with the town residents, getting their input, and hearing from them in regards to this proposal, because it has been told to us multiple times, and including even reinforced in our meeting last week, that if Manaway residents do not want it, we do not need to move forward with it. They will not move forward with it. But they also emphasized that the budget year for them also starts in July. The money has already been allocated for this, and they would like to get started on it, knowing that the money is available.
Did they count their chickens before they hatch?
Is this what you want to amend?
Yes.
So they'll have to reallocate the money somewhere else.
So, Annette, did they talk to you more about what it is that they are wanting to do? Because
no.
At this point, they've talked about it could include this, it could include that.
They do not have the plans to present for what it would look like, other than this is the land. Because I did ask, so for like example, the bike trail, are we looking to fence all of that off? And they said absolutely not. That would not be fenced off. I don't know how they would account for then people using it without a pass. They didn't say.
They're going to build a fence around the reservoir?
When they presented to us, when was it? It's probably been 4 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
The only part they said that they would fence was this right here, to come in and park and use the boat ramp and all the rest of that. But to take a fence completely all around, they didn't indicate that they would do that.
So they didn't tell that. They indicated that if they did park the front area here, residents would access anything outside that area that they parked out. So you wouldn't be able to go all the way around. You'd have to have a pass to go across the front of it. So kind of a odd proposal, but that's what they said, right?
The current boat dock is not in their proposal.
The current boat dock is in their proposal.
No,
over here.
That's up on the north end. But where they load boats right now is not, right? Am I seeing this right?
Oh.
This is Main Street.
Are they saying that this is their property?
This is their property that they can, and that would be the parking, on Main Street. So that would be the parking there that's currently part of their plan.
Yeah, but that boat dock is clear down here. Right where Meadow Road comes in, clear down at the bottom of that.
Right. Why don't they have that shaded out as their property?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So where the current boat ramp
is not
part of it.
It's not shaded out.
And their parking lot and their bathrooms that are already there.
That parking area, or used to be parking area or whatever is, that little small one on the back of the south end.
But this big one is right here.
Yeah.
It's not part of it.
Well, it's not. This is just a map of what they're saying they own, and so that's why I'm wondering why this isn't shaded out, because clearly it's their property.
I was under the impression that everything colored here would become state property.
Everything colored in purple. What does the legend say?
It just says Brigham City.
Brigham City,
owned
right?
Parcel. It's just what they own.
Brigham City owned parcel.
Oh, so this is not their
plan.
This is what I said is that they have not determined what they're going to do, other than what we had a conversation with them about, because they haven't figured out how they were going to do it. Now, what they have told me is, and they told us, is that they wouldn't fence all the way around the reservoir, just this portion here. They also indicated that the campground would be on the other side of the reservoir, back behind the dock area, or the one dock area that would be back there. If you look at the property, and that's why I was like, I wish they were here, because there's a lot here that doesn't make sense to me, like that little portion there that I don't know why that's not.
Why
next
well,
to the zero.
If they're only highlighting what they own, that
I guess that doesn't mean that this is what they're proposing.
No, that doesn't mean that was what they're proposing to take. That would still come from the state, but what they're saying is, here you go, here's what Brigham says you can do something with. State, mm-hmm. what do you want to do with it? And state's like, we haven't presented a plan for that.
So why haven't they not shaded out the whole boat dock?
Because they don't own that property.
At the reservoir.
According to this map, they
do. According to this map, they
do. There's, like I said, there's a lot of questions as I was going over it, and that's why I reached out to Mayor Vaught that still needs to be answered. Mm-hmm. And whether or not that answer comes in our, that they're there during our town meetings, or we have a separate meeting where they can discuss the map, I don't know. I mean, we need to come up with logistics here of how we want to proceed with this.
Yeah, I think another meeting would be good because I know that their town council is all the same as ours.
Yeah. So. Well, and we did talk to the state and Mayor Bott that we would have we mentioned a meeting with all of the town. Since then, kind of been thinking, and I think I've bounced this idea off several others, is to maybe have separate smaller meetings. So everybody can be heard. That's the purpose. The problem we're trying to solve is I want to make sure everybody has a voice. And if we have a great big huge meeting, I don't think everybody's going to get that voice. So if we have smaller meetings over a period of time or over a day, and we do, you know, a block of an hour meeting here, an hour meeting there, an hour meeting there, or we have, you know, two separate, we say we do one here at this park, and we split council members and Brigham and State Park, and then another one in Maple Springs, so we can maybe do more and still have presence with the town council. I'm coming to you just saying I need some ideas because they want to get moving on this and they want to know what is our next steps. And my thoughts are present that map at the smaller meetings, bring the town, those the town together maybe on a Saturday, and we divide up every hour and do it maybe two separate places, and we get a feel and an understanding from the town what they would like to do.
I guess my question is, I mean, this map is really just telling us the property that they own, right? To me, I think what everybody wants to know is, what is their plan?
What's the proposal?
What is it that they want to do? What area of this is the state going to be taking over and managing Fort Brigham? What is the state?
See, my understanding.
And it's kind of hard to have a public meeting and let people know what that plan is if we don't even know.
My understanding was this was supposed to be a map of what they were going to, as far as a proposal for what they were going to take and do something with. Mm-hmm. But when I got the map, again, I just got this, clearly that was not the case, which is why another reason why I wanted them here.
So you think this is what, because they have more property than highlighted, but we think that this is what they're offering to the state to say, you can make all this a state park. Mm-hmm. We want to keep our boat ramp, and which certainly they could do. This one they give up out here in the back.
Or are they going to do a whole different boat ramp in the section north of it?
They probably want to keep their own boat dock here because mm-hmm. they'll get more revenue out of that if everything else around there is a state park.
That section on the north side right there, mm-hmm. that's already set up for a boat ramp, boat dock. The road's there, everything's there.
Right.
They basically just need to put the dock in.
So there's going to be two. There'll be a boat ramp from the state park side, and there'll be a boat ramp from the Brigham City side. And that's why they're not offering up that other piece.
I don't think this this map is, they're just showing you what they own. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
But they own. They're not showing everything.
This is the same. This is the same map that they gave to the state.
Because they own more.
So you're saying they own more than what's on here. They're just saying this is what we're offering the state to work with.
They own this whole parking lot right here and this bathroom and this boat dock. They own all of this boat dock.
They own all of it.
So where would the state benefit in putting a boat ramp up there if the free boat ramp's here, unless they're going to start charging?
They wouldn't. That's not going to be free.
It's already
supposed to be paid.
Well, that's right. It's a drop box.
It's interesting.
The only thing that's not in blue, if you can expand that, is Paul Jensen's property and Bryce Jensen's.
Well, that's what's confusing. Right. Go down there to Paul Jensen's. Okay.
Now spread it out so we can see.
Make it a little larger.
Smaller.
Right there.
Okay, right there is Paul Jensen's property, and Bryce Jensen's property is not included in the Brigham City plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's amazing how much property one city can own of another. Why do we have to do the dance instead of just telling them no?
Because if we don't, what will happen is they'll come in and say, well, we can do it anyway. Because they can't.
It's their property. They can do what they want.
They can.
I know,
talking to Mayor Bob, that they don't want building to happen back there because their springs are back there. So his comment was to not develop any of that back there for contamination of the springs.
Well, I think the campground are going to go on the north side of the knoll.
Yeah.
I think all the water stuff is on the south side of the knoll,
okay,
which is where they don't want development, I think.
I'm wondering about the
Have you guys
been
to East Canyon?
All the high school bike things and all of those tournaments are going to have to pay.
They did say that whatever was there as far as community type events and that they would charge for those. So
what if we want to go hike up those trails? Are you okay for that?
If it's state park, yeah.
I mean, the fee for the yearly state park is like $35 per family, like $7. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's very cheap.
So, and this is just like the area that they're saying you can do, but we still have not been
able to. We have not been able to.
Of what is what they want to do with this area.
So do you want the next move to be, okay, we want to hear your plans first before we pull the meeting together?
I think so, because I know for me, I still have a lot of questions, right? And I know the people that I've talked to have a whole lot of questions. And so I think people want to know, what's their plan? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are not wanting it, but I think people have the right to know what it is that they're even proposing.
Well, and we've got two approaches to do that. Do we have it on a separate meeting where they get the opportunity, or we send it out and email or whatever, or do we present it in the smaller meetings with the state and Brigham is there?
Is the state still on board? If we say no, they won't do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
So hypothetically, we just have to deal with how will Brigham react to us saying.
So hypothetically, we say no to the state, then hypothetically, Brigham may want to come in and do something with their property.
They're going to want it because they do not want to pay. They do not want to pay this.
But they would have to comply with our ordinances on what they can do with it, right? They couldn't go in and do things that aren't within our ordinance and our
Could they fence off things? Yeah.
They could fence things off. They could actually
So they can start saying this is private property or city property and fence it off, but no one can get access to it.
They could certainly charge to go on those bike trails. I mean, all those bike trails are on Brigham property.
Mm-hmm. Or start charging.
So it's how they're going to react if we say no. I guess we see what the state really wants to do with it.
So there's two things we can do, like she said. So we could say next step, state, we want to know what you're going to do. and wait for them to bring that back to us, or we could say, state, we need to know what you want to do, and once you know what you want to do, then we can have small meetings with the town residents to get their feedback.
Can you imagine the USU auditorium?
I don't want us to turn into the data center. Don't do that. No. John, as much as you would like to, I don't want to do that.
No, I think it would be good if there's enough people that we can divide everybody up, as long as we've got representatives of each, right? And mm-hmm. each of those, like if we're going to parks, right? If we've got us at each of those parks, if we've got state, if we've got Brigham people, that might be a good mix. I know a lot of residents are very concerned about this.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I hear not having this turn into what's happened in the county level, but...
I could have told them that was going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I would rather them actually have some idea of what they're wanting to do and mm-hmm. then present that, because that's what everybody wants to know.
Well, I can go back to them and ask them and see what they say. But like I said, there's... I don't know that they have it. So it might put the premise back on them.
How are we supposed to say anything if they still haven't given us the information?
Well, I wouldn't have the meetings unless they have a plan from the state of what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So in my mind, the question boils down to, are we more worried about what the state would propose versus the reaction of Brigham City if we say no? Mm-hmm. And what would they do with their own property and cutting us off from being able to access that? So, Rob?
I think if they're crying about all the money there, mm-hmm.
please.
Go ahead, Rob.
The property is just like anybody else's property within Manaway boundaries. Therefore, it falls under our land use ordinances.
Right.
There's some real possibilities that they can't do what they want to because of our ordinance doesn't allow.
But there is some possibilities that they could gate it all off and say this is private property. You're not.
They can do it. They can do that with their property if they want.
Right. So that means the road to access the back dock would be.
If they decide that they want to develop that back there and do some crazy things, I personally believe that they don't really want that.
They don't.
What they want is to get rid of the lake, so it's not expensive. They want to get rid of all the responsibility and keep all of the benefit,
half of the benefit.
Yes, I think they when I went to their town council meeting, they did it in December. It's about around 140, 150,000, something like that, for them to do whatever it is that they do up here.
But the state would have those same requirements. The state can't come in and do what they want. They still have to live to our ordinances too, right?
They do.
Right.
So whether it's Brigham that owns it or the state, they still have to follow the code.
True. The only difference is the state would leave it public where Brigham could make it private and we couldn't access some of that stuff, right?
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. If they wanted to be quote unquote spiteful, right, or whatever, and feel like, well, Manaway's sticking to us, well, we're gonna block off the backside. They could do something like that. Not that they would, but they could.
But right? Yeah, if they are crying about spending the money that they spent to maintain it, then they're not gonna spend more money to block it off. Mm-hmm. They are crying about it.
You wouldn't think.
How about we split up the cost between our 500 homes, all the main staff, and we'll take over the maintenance.
Well, and that's actually something I've been thinking too.
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Split up that $140,000 between our 500 homes. I would donate to that to keep it in our control.
But it would go to who? Yeah, we can pay for that.
So we would
but we would have to give it
to us, and they won't have to spend the money that they're crying about spending, and we'll do that. We can do it with our volunteers, we can do it with our people, because we have a great community that does a ton of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. Bring it to us.
Rob?
So what you're saying is that you're okay with giving Brigham City that kind of a break? Because you're not going to own anything.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Well, it falls back to the citizens to decide.
Bergen City has been, we've been better neighbors to them than they have been to us.
Absolutely.
And partially because over the years, they have built many buildings around there, and we have never gathered one dime of money from all of that. I think they owe us at least to be respectful of what we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I am glad to see that Paul Jensen's held out selling to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Paul's the piece that looks like a Z?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm sure they've talked to him.
His grandfather sold, well, basically, that's my great-grandpa, sold half that lake to Bergen City for $3.50.
Yeah, I know. Little did they know what created by doing that.
There was a handshake agreement that there would never be money involved. It should be for recreation only.
But it was a handshake agreement.
It was a handshake.
Yep.
I wish it was on paper.
I do too. I really wish it was on paper.
Even
if in the family history somewhere that's written,
if
you could find, go to family search and look for their histories or anything, because there's got to be something written about that.
He wrote everything else down. I have nothing about that. I have a book. He was the blacksmith of Manaway. Mm-hmm. And I have a book of him trading so many chickens and hams for shoeing horses and sharpening picks. And it's all in a little book that he had.
And if you've looked specifically for anything, I just think it's somewhere somebody has something written down that says just that.
It should be in this building.
When I talked to Harper, he says he's gone through everything. He can't find anything.
I doubt there's anything.
It would only have, the only thing I can think of is in somebody's family histories somewhere. That would solve a ton of issues that we have endured for years.
Yep.
But until we find that.
Maybe it's in Brigham City's records, and we just got to look
at
them.
So anyway, that's the state park thing. I'll go back to the state and tell them, you know, we would like to see their plans. We will hold the smaller meetings. But not until we have plans from them of what this is going to look like, so people can have some better, be better informed. Fair enough?
Thanks.
Okay. All right. That ends a long evening for us. What am I missing? I'm sure I'm missing something. What am I missing? Oh, wait. Hold on. Departments. Planning and Zoning has already done their report. Public Works. Good. Follow-up items for July, we have some action items.
You do. Okay, so you have to review the court stuff.
Review the court stuff.
Yeah, something about
find the forfeiture.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, yes, yes.
You do have to sign that agreement. Well, no, that's not me. That's the ordinance for the state code. You have to do that.
Okay.
And the summary of fees resolution that has to be done. Because you guys are changing your rates.
Okay. So we'll need to do a public hearing for that. Okay.
Before July 1st.
Before July 1st?
I think. I'll check.
I don't think so, because that won't.
For the rates?
No, it's part of the. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Rates, no.
Public hearing.
The problem is our adopted budget that we're putting in.
Okay, wait, guys. We're not finished, so take it out. Marcus, out. Rob, John, out. Or we're still finishing. We haven't adjourned.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
The budgets that we're going to approve for July include those updated rates.
So that's correct.
How we can accept a budget with rates that aren't approved.
No, what he said is we can accept the budget. If we decide not to approve the rate change, he'll amend the budget and reduce it based upon the non-rate values.
Okay.
So we would have to vote on
that. Does it make sense? So we can do that, he said. I double checked with him. I said, what if we don't approve the rates? He says, we'll just amend the budget the next month.
And we're going to approve the budget assuming we approve the rates. If we don't approve the rates, we'll amend the budget.
That's exactly right.
Can I ask, I think this happened last year as well, that a council meeting in July falls in that week of
the Low Valley Days.
Is it possible to move this either like the week after?
Have they done that before?
No, they've always held it. I've missed it every year because it's on Thursdays, and that's the golf tournament. The golf tournament got moved this year.
The golf tournament is going to be on Tuesday, but Mr. Manaway and everything that's going on with the Burger Bird, all of that's happening on Thursday.
Yeah, so they haven't ever canceled it.
Do we have to make a motion and move it to a different day?
You have it on a schedule, so it's ideal that you don't change the days unless you... I don't really know what you do to change the day.
Can we just move it to the 25th?
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't do that.
We should have done that.
Yeah,
having it on Thursday at Mr. Manaway and the barbecue burger thing is not going to be
as
hard as that.
For me, that week is a week.
There has been some time that it's only been.
I'll tell you right now, I would likely not show up to council meeting because there's been, unless, because I know right now Tenor needs more help. On that day, he needs help.
There's even been some time that one of the years, only two of them showed up, and so they showed up. They couldn't do any voting. They reviewed some of the stuff, but nothing, no actions could be voted on or anything. But they held the council meeting because it was on the agenda.
We do need to vote on a few things, so we do need the quorum.
I think we do need a July meeting, but
I don't know if we can change it.
I can tell you I probably won't be there.
Could you hold it earlier in the day?
Can we hold it earlier in the day?
We could. We could do it earlier. What time is the Mr. Manaway?
When's your Manaway thing?
Would you like me to go through the schedule?
Well, just tell us Thursday. Just Thursday. What time does it start?
Everything will start here at the park at 5:30. So they're doing the Burger Bird starting at 5:30. That's the do that. He's
going to
start with some young men activities. And
I'll keep it small.
I can do it anytime.
I can. Yeah, if I know far enough in advance, I could probably get home by 4:00.
Why don't we plan on 4 o'clock? We'll keep it to a small agenda.
Very small.
Very small agenda, and we'll be out of here in an hour.
Do we need to sign?
If you can't, we just need to have a form.
Yeah, as long as there's three.
Yeah, if you don't, yeah.
You will know where to find me.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's move it to 4 o'clock. We'll need to post that.
The hearing.
No, the hearing is going to have to be... we could do the hearing the same night.
Or the same day. You have to do that at like
3. Huh?
You have to do that at like 3.
No, because hardly anybody comes to hearings.
Well, so when if you're going to do the hearing... You're going to do town council at 4. When are you going to do the hearing?
During town council, like we did.
The public hearing for the water.
Oh, we did it during the budget.
Your goal is to be done at 5, right?
I think people are going to be upset.
So I'm a little confused. So the town council would be to go over any motions and voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to understand is when will we be signing all the checks and stuff?
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, there's done piece.
Because that takes a little time, but we don't. Can we do that a different day? Does it have to be done the same day? What's the requirement there?
Let's check.
I don't know. You could probably come in the day before and we sign them.
Even Tuesday. Come on Tuesday when it's not so busy and just do all the signing.
Check
and
all that.
Have a 30-minute meeting and do whatever we got to do there, right?
Okay.
We could do a signing, but you still have to just approve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me check on that. I'll send an email out to you guys about what time we want to do it.
Okay.
And see if we can squeeze that all in.
And we need to adjourn
this meeting.
But then if you adjourn, we need to talk about the parade on the minutes.
Do we want to talk about the parade on the minutes, or are we... Okay, let's adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn town council meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
No nays. Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned.